This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
My name is Trudell Henry Guru Jr. I enlisted on June 30, 1966. I was the youngest officer in the 8th Division, and I am an Indian. You don't see very many Indian officers.
Guru grew up on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota with leadership in his blood. He's a descendant of Spotted Tail, Rosebud's last traditional chief. In his family, there's a rich legacy of military service.
We Lakota, it is a cultural ethic. And I realize it doesn't make sense, but you know, we still have a warrior ethic.
Native Americans have always served in disproportionate numbers. During Vietnam, Native people had the highest record of service per capita of any ethnic group. Most of the 42,000 Native Americans who served in Vietnam arrived the same way Guru did, enlisting voluntarily.
It's just what we do. I had to measure up. That simple.
Guru sustained and still lives with multiple combat injuries, including the partial loss of four fingers. Unlike many other returning Vietnam veterans whose sacrifice went unacknowledged, Guru felt pride and gratitude from his community, which recognized his heroism in its public tradition.
When I got home onto the reservation, I was honored. I was given this big ceremony called the Waktegli, which means I have killed and I have come home. I know that a lot of other tribes have similar ceremonies. That made things, it didn't justify anything, but it made me feel good.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ambers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ambers.org.